More of Lake Effect now on 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tite. On Monday, part of the United States will experience a total solar eclipse. Milwaukee won't get totality, but we will see about 85% of the sun eclipsed in the moon's shadow.
It's safe to say that astronomy contributor Jean Creighton is excited. She and her team at the Manfred Olson Planetarium have been presenting special programming about the eclipse for most of the summer, and the planetarium will be hosting a viewing on the day itself. Jean joins me in the studio now. Hello, Jean. It's great to see you.
It's great to be here, Bonnie.
We are here to talk about something that hasn't happened in this country for almost 100 years.
Coast to coast,
Coast to coast, anyway. I mean, because I think most of us, depending on where we are in the United States, have seen a solar eclipse, or at least a partial. But this is coast to coast.
That's right. So there are different flavors of eclipses. The reason why people are so excited is because this is a total solar eclipse. So that means that the moon is going to block the entirety of the sun for the whole swath from Oregon down to Florida for several minutes. And that's going to go past enough large cities that I think it's within 300 miles of over 150 million people in the U.S.
That's huge.
It is. So people anticipate this to be the most watched eclipse ever.
How much are we going to see of it here in Milwaukee, I should ask?
In Milwaukee, we're going to see a partial solar eclipse, 86%. So that would be the second kind of eclipse. And most people, if they've seen a solar eclipse at all, it's likely to be partial. So that means that the moon blocks a portion of the sun. There's also what's called an annular eclipse, which means that the moon doesn't cover the entire sun. So the sun has a ring around it. And the reason for that is because the moon is not always at the same distance from the Earth. So if it's as close to the Earth as it can be, then it appears big enough to block the sun entirely. But if it's on the far side, on kind of the larger range of distance, then it doesn't appear big enough to completely cover the entire sun.
So you end up getting sort of like a crown, a ring.
That's what we call an annular. Yeah, it leaves a kind of a ring around the moon.
Which is kind of pretty.
Yes. But it doesn't have the drama. I mean, the thing about total solar eclipses is that it is so dark that you can see stars, bright stars, but it really makes it nighttime.
So what happens to us? Is there something physiological that happens to us when we witness that? Or is it it's such a fleeting amount of time, it really doesn't affect?
It's a few minutes. I have never seen a total solar eclipse. But by all accounts, it is a profound experience. And the joke I heard was, if somebody asks you, have you seen a total eclipse? And you say, maybe, I think so. You haven't. If you had seen a total solar eclipse, you would never, ever forget the whole kind of magic of it.
I can say I know I haven't. I have seen the annular and the partials.
Yes, as have I. I've seen two of those.
And those are profound enough.
Right.
And just the sense of you see sort of the day darkening.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds kind of go quiet, and you can feel the natural world sort of holding its breath.
Exactly. So what I know to be true is that some flowers start shutting down during an eclipse, a total eclipse, because they feel, oh, it's nighttime. And even within a few minutes, they get tricked if it's a total eclipse. Of course, there are lunar eclipses too, right? So that's when the moon travels through the Earth's shadow, and those are much more common because you can see a lunar eclipse from half the Earth at any given time. Solar eclipses are considerably more selective because really it affects only typically a strip of Earth that's, you know, a few thousand miles long and sometimes only 100 miles wide. So you know, you have to be in the right place in the right time to see a solar eclipse.
Well, certainly people have been talking about this one because it's so big if you wanted to experience it in totality, where's the closest place to us that, people should go?
So it depends sensitively on where you want to drive and where exactly you are, but the lower border of Illinois is where you want to be. But I would say if you don't have accommodations at this point, you're unlikely to be able to book a hotel, for example, in the zone of totality. So what I would say is Google the Path of Totality map and figure out where you have relatives, if you haven't done this already, and see if you can crash on their couch for that day.
Or at least park your car in the driveway and sleep there.
Exactly. Sleep in your car. Yeah. At this point, I think your options probably are not very good.
Right.
But see if you have relatives.
So basically, we'd have to head south. We're heading south to like southern Illinois, Missouri.
That would be the closest.
Tennessee,
yes.
That kind of,
but I mean, for those of you who have relatives in Oregon, maybe you can go visit your cousins there.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking of driving time for us. When is another totality likely to happen?
In 7 years. Again, it's not crossing Milwaukee, but the path is a little north and east of us. So I think it was 7 years, 2024.
So yeah. We're talking like Pennsylvania or New York State or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I made a note to self in 7 years. I think I'm going to try and get to that one.
Yeah, I feel like it's something that you should see once in your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's one of those things that it just reminds you of the magic of the universe.
It does. But I should say this, because I know that people are hyping up the total eclipse, and it really is a magnificent, gorgeous thing. But I remember as a kid, my uncle produced some filters when I was in Greece and we were at the cottage, and he said, there's a partial solar eclipse today. And I remember it very distinctly. So I guess my message is, even if you can't go anywhere and you stay in Milwaukee, do bring your kids to the planetarium or somewhere else. Make sure that they see even the partial eclipse, because I think that's something that you never forget. It stays with you and it gives you that connection with the cosmos that I think is so healthy for us all.
I do too. You mentioned something really important, though, filters.
Yes.
Don't look at it here directly.
Do not. Do not. 86%, I mean, frankly, any portion of the sun is enough to ruin your retina, but definitely 86 is. So be sure that you get, proper protection, proper glasses. I know that—
And sunglasses aren't going to do it.
No. You basically, a basic test is if you go ahead and buy yourself or get the planetarium, we'll have them. If you put on the filters that you're given and you can see any light whatsoever from, say, a lamp, they're not good enough. It should block more than 99% of light because you really don't want any exposure to your eyes.
Make sure you're safe. Make sure the kids are safe.
Yes.
But look.
But to enjoy it, yeah.
Well, Jean, enjoy it.
Thank you so much, Bonnie.
And we'll look forward to talking with you in September.
As always.
Lake Effect Astronomy contributor Jean Creighton is director of the Manfred Olson Planetarium located on the campus of UW-Milwaukee. There is a link to all of the planetarium's eclipse programming and many more eclipse links at wuwm.com.